Do y'all have a charger?
Oh, yeah, I got one. You can use this.
Do you care if I record a little bit of that?
Do you care if I record? Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's what this is for.
Whatever you want. Nothing ever
stung you.
You better be on.
Why is it me?
You were here.
I've been singing.
Oh. Y'all ready?
Just be y'all.
Look,
I don't bring people up here if I don't like their personality. We don't do that.
Exactly.
So when you up here, you're here for a reason. Help me be a young entrepreneur, man.
No.
It's about to be on. Are you ready?
No. Not really.
Too bad, baby.
We on this joint.
Radio Night America. We live. I got Nisha with me and I got Leslie with me.
What's up?
Most importantly, I got the man of the hour with me, Young Francis Martin.
How you doing, y'all, man? I'm good,
I'm
man.
Chilling, bro. Appreciate
doing?
You, bro. How y'all been? How's y'all week?
I'm all right, I guess.
What y'all do?
I guess.
I'm just
cool. See, now, hey, we got to warm up our guests a little bit, man.
Y'all,
like, so
unenthusiastic.
Nah.
Because we're at school. What do you mean?
Well, act like you're not at school. Because this is what this is for.
But we at school.
I know, I said act.
No. That's not my major. I didn't come here for that.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I feel like... So what we got to talk about to get you warmed up?
You asked us here. So you're supposed to have the question. We have the answer.
All right, fuck it. We'll get right into it. Oh, yeah. First of all, shout out to Alicia. Because today's her birthday.
Oh, shit. Happy birthday, Alicia. I knew this today. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
I love her.
Happy
you
birthday,
her?
Alicia.
Yeah, I'm going to text her.
You about to text her right now?
Yeah.
She out of town. Hey, send her the link, too. You feel me? And then tell her.
Which Alicia?
Watson. All right, fuck it. We'll get right into it. And tell her we'll give her another shout out. And, what else? Okay, so Leslie.
What?
I see you
What?
Straight to you. I see you standing up for student rights and shit.
What?
I fuck with that.
What student rights am I stood
up? Parking activism.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
I didn't stand up for anybody. I'm just not paying anything.
So wait, hold on. What was the first, like, how'd you get on the SU Instagram? Or how did the SU Instagram DM you? That shit was cool.
How did they DM me?
Yeah.
Well, I tagged them.
Mm-hmm.
So.
But like, what did you tag them in?
Oh, I made a post because, listen, I went on Facebook. My roommate Haley, shout out to Haley.
Hey, Haley.
Roommate Haley, she had sent me this fucking link to Facebook about the parking thing. Mm-hmm. So I went on and I spazzed a little bit. And then there was some white lady named Melinda. She wrote this long paragraph and it made so much sense. And she said everything she had to say. So
about parking?
Yes, I screenshotted and I put it on Instagram and I tagged Shenandoah and I told them that they were trash.
Wow.
I did. I definitely told them they were trash.
That's so beautiful.
And then they DM'd me. Nothing happened, but
I mean, at least they DM'd
still
you.
Trash.
You got their attention, you feel me? And you stand up for student rights, the parking rights.
It should go
standing up for student
change,
rights.
Bro.
Hey, them parking rights, that's
strong.
Right.
They're giving them more tickets now, though.
Yeah, they're trying to. I went up there the other day, they said they're trying to.
Well, they're
right
in
private. They'll
be parking anywhere.
Yeah. Fuck with that. And, so y'all both graduating?
Yeah.
All y'all graduated.
Yes.
Are y'all excited?
What are y'all majors? Yeah. Say y'all majors.
I'm a mass communications major.
Does it?
Chemistry.
Oh my God.
It's
gonna be a...
Like, we're not friends. Like, we didn't know this. I was supposed to act like I was a surprise guest on the radio.
It's supposed to be
like,
a
we all know each other. Like, we know each other. You knew my major.
Like,
we had this conversation a few
How about
ago.
You, Nisha?
I'm a psychology major.
Oh, I like that major.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, y'all got y'all outfits ready and shit?
For what?
For graduation?
Not yet.
I'm trying to put something together right now, too.
Yeah, same.
I'm probably like all red suit, you feel me?
All red
yeah.
suit.
Did y'all enjoy your time here? That Shenandoah.
Yeah,
that
Shenandoah. I don't even know what here is.
Cause y'all looked at me, y'all just didn't say nothing.
Because that should have told you everything about how we felt about this school.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This shit's trash.
So what was the best?
I mean, it's okay.
Okay. Is it so my freshman year? My freshman year, it was like, that was the best year.
Mm-hmm. What hall you staying?
Racy.
What made it so special?
I don't know. It was just like.
So what was some
I
of
lived on the third floor. Mm-hmm. The middle room, it was the smallest room, like, in the whole building.
So you said your freshman year was the best year. Yeah. So what were some of the highlights of your freshman year? What? You found yourself? Yeah. Like shit. I feel like that. What were some of the highlights?
Like, I don't know.
Sorry.
Like, at first, I realized I didn't really want to go to college, like, for what I wanted to go for when I was in high school. Like, in high school, I was like, oh, yeah, I wanted to be a PA, whatever. Go do that. Be a biology major and shit. Mm-hmm. And I was doing biology, and I was like, yo, I hate this shit.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah,
it's great. Like, I did it. I kept passing it. It's now one of my minors. Mm-hmm. And then,
how many minds you get?
Two.
Wait, what are they?
Biology and Spanish.
Why Spanish? You trying to learn Spanish for real?
I don't understand that shit at all.
Like, that's something you just picked up?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, okay.
Like, I've been studying it since I was in, like, I want to say, like, fourth grade.
So wait, hold on, what you gotta do to be a minor in Spanish?
300.
Oh yeah, never
classes.
Mind. Yeah, never mind.
And then you have to take all of like the 200 level courses. Uh-huh. No, the 100 level courses. And I forgot how many 200 level.
So, alright, so you went here for 4 years, right? That's your fourth year? So what was your highlight throughout the 4 years?
I don't know. I would say starting my makeup business. Mm-hmm. And starting, like, just really, like, getting into makeup. Like, actually, like, doing it, like, while in college. And actually achieving it and feeling it. Like, not actually just doing it for money necessarily. I wanted to do it to keep practicing, like, getting better. Like, but in order for me to grow and for my skills to grow, like, I have to keep building. Like. Mm-hmm.
So when did the makeup thing, like, become a thing? Like, when did you want to get serious with it? Or, like, try to make money off it?
This is my second, I want to say, almost second year.
So what advice would you give to your younger self, your younger Shenandoah self?
Definitely start with what I'm worth and then go up from there. Like, I definitely should have started. I don't know.
How about you, Leslie?
What
advice would you give to your younger Shenandoah self?
Nothing.
Yeah. Nothing?
Nope.
So you fuck with how it went? Or you just don't give a fuck?
There we go. I mean, to be honest, it is what it is. It already happened. I don't know. Yeah.
So it would be just like nothing that you would change?
About it? I mean, there's nothing I could have changed. Like, I was just how I was. I was to myself. I went to class, came back, watched TV, went to sleep, woke up, did it again. There was nothing I could have.
Yeah.
I went to a couple parties, tried it out, didn't really like it, wasn't with it. So I just had fun being at home by myself.
Well, what hall did you stay in?
Funk.
That's crazy.
Freshman year?
Yeah, freshman year.
Yeah.
It was fun.
Yeah, fun is a strong word, but it looked like everyone else had a lot of fun. Yeah, it looked like they had a lot of fun.
That's dope.
Yeah.
I couldn't stay there.
Why?
They were cool.
I stayed in Funk for like 3 days. It was like jail. And I was in the kitchen. Come on now.
Shout out kitchen.
Yeah.
So, anything else you want to say about your makeup? What's on you?
Okay.
Promote that shit.
I mean, I have a YouTube channel.
What's your YouTube channel?
Young Niche, Y-U-N-G, N-E-S-H. All right,
I'm going to follow that joint.
Thank you.
What else?
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So, y'all got any thoughts on the R. Kelly situation? What y'all think about that?
That shit was OC. That was very...
Y'all watched it?
Yeah, I watched the whole
Is
thing.
Is R. Kelly
alone?
Yeah, I watched all of it. He's a sicko.
You feel the same way? He evil? He said he not evil?
No, she said she didn't watch it.
Oh. Okay.
Would y'all still listen to his music?
Sadly, he crank.
that's what I'm saying, man.
Sadly, he does crank, but it's like, I still feel bad listening to it, because it's like, damn, bro. But at the same time, it's like, he made so many, like, songs.
And you love listening to music.
I do. I be listening to him sometimes. It's just, I don't know.
Do you know details about the R. Kelly situation?
Yeah.
Is he sick for that?
Yes. Sick as fuck. Like,
you still gonna crank his music, though? Shit, like,
you still go crank your music?
No. Not at all.
So he's like, fuck it.
Yeah, I don't know. He's sick.
Alright, so what do y'all think about the 21 Savage situation?
That's my baby.
I'm so upset that he's getting deported. I mean, I don't really know too much about it, but I just know he's born in the UK.
He'll come back soon.
Yeah, I know he definitely will.
I think he'll get out, to be honest.
Can he just refresh his visa? Some shit like that.
Yeah, just not just like, you don't just press a button.
I heard it's been pending for like 2 years.
That's
a whole nother process.
Takes time.
Y'all good though? Right, like you and shit, like Ghana and shit.
Oh yeah, I'm straight.
I'm straight. I should be straight.
Shit get hectic. I'm leaving. All right, so y'all know Valentine's Day is coming up next week, so we got a couple questions.
Okay.
About relationships and other shit. So first question. Do y'all think body count matter? I already know your answer, but go
ahead.
What
do you mean? Okay.
I already know your answer.
No, it does not matter. Why would it matter what I did before I ever met you?
At all.
Like, why would it matter? Like, why would it matter?
Why are you asking me?
I'm not asking you the question. You asked the question. So I'm responding. Like, why would it matter?
Does body count matter?
No. Why should it matter? It matters to y'all?
No.
No.
You sure?
I'm positive. Why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah, we just want y'all take on it, you feel me?
Especially you, Bundu.
I could care less.
You care less?
Mm-hmm.
You gonna ask still?
No.
Good, don't ask.
Don't ask, don't tell.
As soon as a guy asks, cut him off. That's all I do. Somebody asks about your body count.
Why, that's an offensive question or something?
It's not offensive, it's just...
Why are you cutting him off?
Now I can just see what kind of person you are. Why are you asking me that kind of question? Only lame people ask you what the fuck your body count is. So now you're lame,
like,
so why would I talk to you? What?
Oh, bullshit. I feel like that's none of my business, bro.
Alright, so this day and age, y'all got all types of niggas coming up to you. As you know. And I know you got yourself a little something, but what are like some requirements to date y'all? Or like some requirements a man has to have? That makes him physically attractive.
Physically attractive?
Not physically attractive, but just attractive. Like, appealing to you.
Yeah.
It has to be funny. I don't know. It has to be your personality. Mindset. Yeah, mm-hmm. Personality and mindset. That's about it. Because that just makes a man. You can look as cute as y'all want. Mm-hmm. If you're lame, you're lame.
So do y'all look at like the physical aspect of it? Like, does he have to be cute? Does he have to be like a tall, dark, white?
No, I don't have any.
It's all about
It's all about intellect. Personality. I mean, to me, like, that's what attracts me. Personally, that's what attracts me, because like I've never been the type to like see a guy and he be like big and tall and chocolate and handsome something, and I'm just like, oh, I'm trying to fuck him. Like, I just see him and just be like, oh, he handsome.
Yeah,
I ain't got nothing to do with me though, but I mean, he handsome, you know. But if somebody like, for me to really seriously like catch some like real serious butterflies for you, like, has to be something about you.
Yeah,
like, has to be something about you that's special.
That's facts. Wait, so do y'all think it's hard to date in this generation? Do we already ask that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
All right, but y'all think it's hard to date in this generation? Do you think we give a fuck about dating young kids?
No.
Born in the 90s?
I think that...
I don't know.
It's hard depending on
the people. That's so funny. Francis said... Oh, no, I'm not Francis. Anyway, my bad, go.
It's so hard. It's, I don't know. It depends on the people, because, you know... Guys these days are, you know how y'all are.
What you mean?
Hey, I'll be in the library,
and then
bro.
Because of the way y'all are, now y'all know how girls have become.
Explain. Please explain how we are.
Going to
y'all trifling.
Trifling.
Whoa.
Like, these days.
We
can
use
like,
a word that we ain't never used before.
Like,
what you mean trifling?
These days, y'all just be all over the place. Like, all over the place. And it's because girls have gotten so much easier because guys are all over the place. I mean, maybe not just because that's the reason, but girls are more all over the place, so that makes y'all way more all over the place. So, mm-hmm. Y'all just be just fucking up, like.
Yeah.
I don't think I've met a guy yet that hasn't been like, oh, I really, literally never cheated, like.
So does y'all think social media affects dating in this generation?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like depending on the age group,
it makes people way more jealous.
Depending on the age of the guy.
So, like,
Nisha, for you, you got like a lot of people commenting on your Instagram and stuff. But you do makeup and look good, so you know, I knew you got like a lot of niggas commenting on your pictures. You can say you don't, but for a nigga, like, what would you do if you like, a nigga was insecure about that? Would you tell him to like get the fuck and man up?
Get the fuck.
Or would you like stay with him and try and like talk him through his insecurities?
Depends on how much
my
you like.
My first thought is like, I wish a nigga would.
Try to fuck up my business. Like, shit. Fuck is wrong with you? Like, so hold on, wait. What's the craziest thing a dude ever said in your DMs? Come on. Y'all gotta tell me. Y'all gotta say. No. Fuck that. No. What's the craziest thing?
Some dude.
Here's the twist. Like, no. Wait.
What?
What's the crazy thing a Shenandoah dude ever said in your DMs? I know these niggas are crazy.
Don't nobody know me here.
They know you.
Don't nobody know me.
So it's
just your DMs. Yeah, just period.
This guy had came in my DMs and he was just like, he said that I looked like I needed to be fucked. And so he was offering services to fuck me because I look like I needed him to come fuck me. That's what he
Wait, what was your response?
And I was, and I asked him, so before you sent this, did you think like I was gonna reply back and be like, yeah, just come on over, you know, just come fuck me? He said, did you think that it was going to, like, where did you think this was gonna go after you sent that to me? Like, I just wondered. He was like, damn, my bad. I just trying to be honest.
True.
What's wrong with saying hi? This is what I'm talking about with niggas these days. Because you know what? With some bitches, it probably would have worked. That's what's wrong with people these days.
That's facts. How about you, Nisha?
Think
anything. The wildest thing.
Nigga told me he was trying to eat my ass.
Like in the DM? Like that's the first message he sent?
Oh, man. Have you ever gotten your ass eaten?
That's very creative.
You have?
Yes.
Me too, but it wasn't by choice. Niggas is nasty. You know?
We cannot talk about
it. You're not talking about it. All right, so what's y'all what's y'all ideal Valentine's Day date?
I don't know.
Given that the dude is, you love the dude, he a good nigga, you feel me? He make you feel right. What's y'all ideal Valentine's Day from him?
Well, I have a boyfriend now, so.
Hey, that was your boyfriend. Said
it. So you know.
So what's your? Yeah. Are you gonna say boyfriend's name? You don't got to. You don't got to. I'm just asking.
No. I'm
all right. So what is your ideal Valentine's date from?
I don't know. I was like, it's anything. I've never like been anywhere on Valentine's Day. Hey, so I was like, you can take me anywhere.
I fuck with it.
So I was like, I'm excited. Wherever
how about you? How about you, Nisha?
I don't
know. Just something simple. Dinner in the movie.
She look like she want to eat at Ruth Chris.
What is
Ruth Chris? Go get some makeup.
Like said, go get some makeup.
Benihana or some shit. Some really expensive restaurant.
You trying to call me bougie?
No. Nisha, you're not bougie.
It's okay, because I am. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Oh, say it. There you go. She said it.
It's cool.
Yeah, Nisha, you bougie. So.
Just dinner and a movie?
Nah. Nisha not going to put on all that makeup. They're going to sit in the dark. That's what Nisha not going to do.
Just take a walk. You feel me?
He said, take a walk.
Hey, what's Acrimony?
It's a movie.
With Taraji P. Henson?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I heard about that, Jim.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, I was trying to see that. Yeah. Y'all seen it?
Yes.
You seen it?
Like a while ago.
Yeah. What happened in it? Because I don't know.
Basically, Taraji P. Henson had a husband, right, that she met in college. And, like, she was basically financing this dude all through college, paid for his tuition and everything. Until they was like older and stuff, and he had this dream to make this fucking battery or something. So that's all he stuck with was his dream. Mm-hmm. And it cost her a hella money to put it into that and to keep the house up and to have jobs because, you know, he was chasing his dream or whatever. Then to become like older and married and stuff like that. And she's like, I don't know, one day she just like wants to divorce him or whatever type shit because he was just fucking up all around. Like he done fucked up like the mom's house. Like I think he got it like, what do you do to the house? Like, he got it, like, taken away type shit?
Repossessed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Took, like, two mortgages out on that shit.
Yeah, he took out two mortgages on it and all the stuff just because of the battery and stuff like that. And so after that, when she divorced him, then after that, then this man took his battery in and got rich off that shit. And it was after the divorce. And then he, like, when they were younger, he had promised her, like, this boat. He promised her this ring. He promised her this wedding dress. After, like, they divorced and stuff, he went to, he had, like, immediately got with some other lady. The same lady that he cheated on her with when they was younger. And he gave her the boat, same name that he promised her. Gave her the ring with all the symbolization, all of it. He just gave her everything that he promised her. And, I mean, he gave her $10 million, though, for, like, everything that he helped her with. But it was just like at the end, I mean, she came out and she like just like killed him type shit, kind of, and then she died after. But like it's just I don't know, you know. Francis had said that, you know, he didn't think that the guy did anything wrong, kind of.
What I said was, because I'm here, and don't act like I'm not sitting here. What I said was, first of all, like she, all I'm saying is she wanted a divorce from him. Like, after that, she wanted to sit, like, whatever happened after that was, like, separate. I get the whole point that he gave Shorty the ring and the bow and all that he promised her. But, I mean, you wanted a separation from me. I didn't tell you to. Like,
but the thing is, he deserved that separation.
He did. But
did he not?
He was still working for his shit, though. Like, he was so focused. He was a man driven. Like, he was like.
He was a man selfish, only driven for himself. You are married. Like, you're married. Like, it's you and your wife.
Like, once he was looking, like, at the bigger picture. Once he got all the shit that he got. That's when.
That's not how that's supposed to go. They were married for, like. They were married for, like, 20 years. Like, and you dragged her down the whole time. It's not like you helped uplift her. It's not like you got this shit on your own. Like, you literally used her to try to bring yourself up to see that bigger picture. Like, you just used her. Like, you took money from her to get a car, took it from her to get your tuition to graduate, and she couldn't even graduate. And you got, like, what? She, like, she couldn't live out her dream just trying to keep helping you build until you were a grown-ass man.
Stayed together, she would have had to have that 150 mil, whatever he got.
But the thing is, like, but he still deserved a divorce. You were trying to make it seem like, you know, well, she should have stayed through the bullshit a little bit longer. Like, there should be no reason why a woman should have stayed through bullshit. It shouldn't have been bullshit at all. Like, he should have been trying to take care of her. Like, I'm sure he still would have got the money either way. I'm sure he would have got the money either way. But the way he went about it, like, and then he just gave her $10 million. If he was a real man, he would have gave her half of all he got. Because he had nothing, and she brought him up there. If it wasn't for her, mm-hmm. he wouldn't have even had that $150 million. So he should have given her half, not $10 million out of, like, $200 million that he had. That's just an insult. And ain't gonna go and be with that bitch.
Wait, who played the dude?
Oh my fucking god.
Wait, who was the actor that played the dude?
I don't know his name.
He was kind of like a nobody type shit.
Oh. Kind of, sort of. Yeah.
He ain't really had no big role to them. Like shit.
Yeah. Like shit.
I mean, he was the husband through the whole thing.
No, I'm saying, like, that was his first big role. That was the first time I ever seen him.
Yeah, kind of.
That's so dope that y'all feel that passionately about a movie.
What? Oh my god. Wait, we just talked about this.
I'm dead ass. I
wow.
So, what's y'all biggest pet peeves of life? Things you hate the most besides parking tickets?
Oh my god.
Liars.
Ooh.
Liars.
What?
Liars at all?
Yeah.
What about liars?
They just.
What about if it's a little white lie? Don't lie at all.
I don't know.
You lie. Don't lie.
Have you lied before? What was the biggest lie you told? You lie down like shit. Have you lied? What was the biggest lie you told?
What are you talking about?
Come on, we can open up.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. I'm not talking about anything. What's your biggest pet peeve?
What is my biggest? Like when I'm like not being listened to, that shit really blows me. Like if I'm talking, like if I'm talking to you, because like, do you know like how many words you only have to say on this earth, and I'm wasting them like to you, and you're not listening. You know, like that's so disrespectful. Like I'm talking, feel me, listen. You know, I don't like it. Like if I'm talking at the end of my whole conversation, you hear, huh? Mm-hmm. You know how annoying that is. Like I do all the way at the end of your conversation, you just hear, hmm.
Yeah.
Like, what you mean?
Like, for real?
It's like, fuck yeah. It. Like, fuck it. I don't even want to say that shit anymore.
You be one of the people that get mad when the phone be reconnecting and you be saying something like 2, 3, 4 times.
Yeah, bro. Then I just hang up, bro. And they'll just never know what the fuck I said. I'm not saying it.
Alright, so say y'all got X amount of money to go anywhere in the world with y'all boo, whoever y'all boos are. Where would y'all go? A vacation. Where would y'all go?
Japan,
for real?
Yeah, that's cool.
I actually like Japan.
Yeah, I fuck with Japan. I would go to Japan.
I kind of want to go for the Olympics. What about you, Nisha?
I don't know. I'm kind of thinking like.
You know, some people say Jamaica, Cuba,
no, the Dominican Republic, Argentina or something.
Argentina.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. That's a good choice.
Mm-hmm.
A sexy city like Argentina.
Would y'all go to like Brazil or something like that?
No, I don't want to go to any one of those countries because you need shots, you can get bit by things. It's very foreign, very, very foreign. That's just way too much to just go out and have fun. Just doing too much to
go. You gotta get shots and you go to Ghana too, though.
Hell yeah. It's way too much. So I haven't been there in like 5 years.
I'm 50% Guyanese. So.
Who you are? Yeah. How you know? You did the. How you know?
He's a for real.
For real? Oh, like you just know. Like you got people in your family that's like that?
My dad.
Okay, yeah. All right, so G Herbo and his baby moms. That was a crazy situation.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the fuck happened.
So what would y'all do if that happened to you?
What happened? He cheated on her, right?
I guess she
during postpartum.
Yeah.
So, it's like, I'm kidding.
He said so.
I'm kidding. That's bad. That's very bad. You should do that. So she was in postpartum.
Yeah.
And he cheated?
Yeah, he cheated on her.
And now he with a new joint.
And now he's with Emily, a fucking Fabulous daughter.
Was they Fabulous daughter?
Fabulous mm-hmm. daughter.
Stepdaughter, but yeah.
It's stepdaughter. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, Emily B. Real daughter.
Emily B's daughter. Yeah.
So, I forgot what I was about to say. Wait, hold on. Oh yeah, was they like that's his girlfriend for real? Oh, that was just his baby mom.
Yeah. That was his girlfriend. That was his girlfriend. They was together together. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh wow! And he did that.
Mm-hmm. Some men can't handle postpartum. Because they can't have. Because they can't have sex.
Or would y'all give him another chance?
Give him another chance to do what?
You want to leave?
Fuck that nigga.
Yeah, like during postpartum, like that's like she's getting over pushing a baby out of her. Like you can't even wait. What?
Man. So what about?
Yeah, you just hate men.
I don't hate men.
She don't hate men.
I have a boyfriend.
She's got.
I would still say niggas ain't shit though, but I'm a boyfriend.
Leslie just want to be great, bro. That's all.
She is great.
Yeah, she already great.
She's a chemistry major. She great.
Right.
Thanks.
That's a hard thing to do, you feel me?
It is.
Thanks.
So what about Cardi and Offset? That was a crazy situation.
I can't believe she's back with him.
Oh, they're back together?
Yeah. That pissed me off. I still love her, though. But it's like, come on now. Like, they have to be together just for publicity. Like, for, like, other reasons. Not for, like, love. It can't be.
They probably really love each other.
I don't know.
Like, I don't think she loves him anymore.
I feel like they're madly in love.
Like, yeah.
You know, I think he madly in love with her. But I don't think... I think she's with him because, like you said, if they got divorced, like, he would have took half her stuff. Like, mm-hmm. like I feel like she's there because that's her... You know, they're friends, too. But I don't think she's in love with him. Like, he's been cheating on her for forever.
I mean, she always said, I love my baby father.
Like, yeah, I feel like they're really close.
So,
like,
what would you do? A man cheated on you, right? And you know how he did all that public stuff? Like, he came up on stage, brought flowers, all that stuff. Like, what would you do? Like,
apology on Instagram.
Yeah.
There's nothing a man can ever do.
No, I'm just saying, what would you do? It's not like, oh, yeah, like, I wouldn't take him back or whatever. But, like, what would you say to him? How would you react? That's what I'm saying.
Like, you know, can you, like...
you cheated.
Like, no, can you, like, never speak to me again? Like, why are you here? Like,
he just kept popping up. Like, he just kept,
like, leave me alone. Like, I probably got a restraining order.
You know, I feel like, I always felt like girls, they take, like, cheating niggas back easy.
I know, that's the worst thing.
Do y'all?
And that's like, why I that? Should just never do it. I've done it like, once, cheat, and I'll never
y'all just
do
cut it.
It
off? Because I promise
I only been cheated on once.
Cheat, what's going to happen?
She going to get the boot, boy? She gone.
You feel me? So you do, it's a one time thing.
But every nigga taking that one girl back that cheated though.
Really?
Yeah. Oh. You have taken a girl back for real?
I done.
And that's why a lot of girls don't cheat because like you guys that, don't take us back if we do cheat. And a lot of girls take guys back when they cheat. That's why a whole bunch of them.
So it's a one time thing for you.
Like, listen, I've only got cheated on once, and I took him back once, and I'm never doing it again. That's why I said, I will never. I want somebody. I want somebody to fucking try me. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. No.
I let my niggas know off back. No.
So it's a one time thing. If they do it once.
No, there is no one time thing. They're not doing it at all.
No, you better not.
You're not doing it.
Don't do it at all.
Yeah.
What if they cheat once? Like you.
No.
You better not.
Damn, can't even get to my point.
There is no point.
Just don't do it.
No, you just better not.
Like, no. Like,
let's just say he went out with the guy
and
they tried to put him on. They got him.
Oh, late. For real.
Mm-hmm. Now he getting broken up with. I'm confused.
Oh, for real.
And he getting broken up with.
No second chances.
No.
I fuck with that. That's how girls gotta be. Girls be taking niggas.
That's cute. Years.
For real though.
That's cute.
Chicken is the same.
That's why niggas know that they can fuck around.
Yeah. Yeah. Niggas be feeling like they can fuck around.
Because they can. Because girls like them.
Yeah.
Girls are too way too like forgiving.
You gotta say some sweet shit.
Mm-mm. And then he just gotta figure out another way to finesse.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened.
Cheating's bad, man. Nobody should cheat. It's a bad thing. If you don't want to be with
have
somebody,
you guys ever cheated?
Like, yeah.
Don't ask me that question.
Have you guys ever cheated?
Man. Like, cheating is bad.
When do you ever cheated? Like,
yeah.
You have?
Yeah, I don't feel like I cheat.
Wow.
It's not a good thing. It's not a good thing. It's not fun to cheat.
This is news.
Are you
to
judging
me.
Us?
I'm not judging. I'm just news to me.
You're raising your brows.
Because cheating is awful.
Judging. Cheating is awful. I've cheated before. But it was back in like. High school cheating type shit. I don't even count those as relationships.
Really? High school as relationships. People
yeah, I count
branch off marriages from high school.
Yeah, I count high school. Anything before high school.
Yeah, high school definitely is.
Oh, if you count high school, then yeah, I cheated.
Cheating is bad. And if a dude cheat, don't let him back. Because if a girl cheat, we definitely let her back. Mm-hmm.
I know.
And that starts with y'all in this room today. Okay?
It's like, starts with us.
Tell your friends.
Look. All right, so y'all like, the City Girls?
Yes.
She loves the City
Girls. Yes.
Love the city. You like the City Girls, baby?
Listen, I don't listen to them.
I'm going to put you on in Spanish class, right?
Wait, what?
You listen to
the
City Girls, nigga?
No. I just like that twerk video. That video crazy.
Yeah.
Have you seen that? The one with all the ass?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yes.
Yeah, it was dressed up like animals and shit. Well, that was painted on like
that. Was so, yeah.
That shit was
Have y'all ever seen like the pregnant women that get painted and all that? Mm-hmm. Would y'all ever do that?
Yeah, that's cute.
Mm-hmm. It looked kind of weird.
I don't know.
But at the same time, like, if my shorty want to do that, I'll pay for it.
So, like, hold on, wait, what type of pregnant stuff would y'all get into? Because, you know, like, when that's a big thing. So, like, what, like, would y'all paint y'all bodies, like, mm-hmm. bellies? That's would y'all do the little cast joint?
You get pregnant, we doing a whole bunch of African shit.
Fam, yo.
We going
Like, y'all would, like, you know the little cash joint? You gotta, when it's big, then you just keep it. And like, people might sign it or some shit like that. Would y'all do, like, a gender reveal?
No.
That's too much, right?
It's supposed to, I think it's a waste of money, personally.
Would y'all do the baby shower?
I like gender reveal, though.
But, like, for what?
Baby showers are extra, too.
Baby showers are necessary. Yeah, because people bring you things.
I feel like gender reveals are for, like, close families. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. But then, baby showers are definitely for
everybody.
Everybody.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. I want to know because as soon as if I have a baby, I'm gonna want to know the gender. Like, as soon as they know.
For real.
I'm gonna be like, what is it? I want to know.
Yeah, I probably would too. Like, just say it. No, we'll give you the envelope. No, just say it.
Just say what it is. I want to know.
Okay, so back to the City Girls. I like the City Girls.
Yeah.
So you like JC better or Young Miami? Young Miami or JC?
Okay, so I like both of them, but I like JT.
I like Young Miami better. What's your favorite song by them?
Oh, right now, I want to say it's definitely Torik is number one. What else? It's hard because I like all of them. Like, they all crank.
What's
like,
your favorite song about you?
By the City Girls?
Yeah.
Act Up.
Act Up. I like that one too.
Don't listen to it. You're not going to be my friend no more.
play it.
So, Leslie.
I don't listen to them.
Oh, no, I was about to ask you, who do you listen to?
Who do I listen to?
Yeah, who do you listen to?
Everything.
I do listen to everything, so
that's dope.
I don't know, I can't even tell you. I listen to like
your favorite artist. Actually, I know. Celine Dion.
It is Celine Dion.
Are you kidding me?
And he loves Celine Dion, too.
You do?
is this happening right now? Are you serious?
Yes. We have the same birthday and everything.
Are you
I love
serious?
Her, yes. It's my favorite singer ever. Ever.
So, what was your favorite sitcom growing up?
Oh, there's so many.
Faithful. I mean, favorite. Yeah, like, the best of all time.
Oh, no.
Mine was Fresh Prince.
Fresh Prince is good.
Yeah,
fuck with Mario.
Like, I like the Fresh Prince and Jamie Foxx show.
Jamie Foxx show was so funny.
I feel like
so funny.
Yes.
That joint was funnier than Fresh Prince, but
it
Fresh
is
Prince
funnier.
Is just my, yeah,
Fresh funny. Prince is more so like the like an actual sitcom, like with the morals and like it's not just comedy. Like it was the morals and a whole bunch of stuff like had going on. But Jamie Foxx show was hilarious. That and My underrated. Wife and Kids, I feel like was underrated. My Wife and Kids used to have me weak, like weak, like. Laughing like I can't breathe weak. Like that shit was funny. Like
she funny. Be in the room dying.
I'll be in the room dead, like dead. Because like my wife and kids, like yo, they funny as shit. All the every single character on here, Junior, Claire be having me weak. Michael.
It go Fresh Prince for me, Saved by the Bell, The Cosby Show.
Cosby Show was so funny.
I fuck with
Comedy show was funny, and the Bernie Mac show was funny too.
What else I fuck with? That's pretty much it.
Really?
What's yours, Nisha?
Damn, I see Martin though.
Martin's
Martin was funny.
I like Martin. Yeah. How about definitely you? Like Fresh Prince.
I like Fresh Prince. I still watch. Oh yeah, George Lopez. George Lopez is funny.
Oh, I like.
Growing up, I used to watch like George Lopez. Three's Company. Mm-hmm. Three's Company was really funny. Like really funny.
It's white show.
It's so funny. My parents used to watch that. It was so funny.
You
that was
Gossip
funny.
Girl too. I see you do. You told me.
Yeah. I don't know what else I used to watch. I used to watch Martin too a lot.
Yeah, you used to watch Martin. But I
used to watch Degrassi.
Degrassi? Yeah. And I still watch Degrassi. Degrassi is my shit. Okay? I watched all of it from like, from the fucking 80s. All of it.
Drake used to be on that joint. I used to watch that shit.
I watched it before Drake was Drake. Yeah, exactly. And so when he became Drake, it just threw me off. That's why I'm not that big of a fan.
So what's your favorite? What's your favorite movie of all time?
Movie.
I don't watch movies, any TV show, I can tell you.
Movie, I really like. Damn. Like a movie that if every time I saw, I'd just be like, "Oh my god, it's this movie."
And then you just know the words to that motherfucker.
I just know the words.
Yeah, that's when you start playing. You start reciting the script with them.
What's your favorite movie?
Probably Shadows. Who's that? The Jamaican movie. Never heard of it. Or probably Home Alone.
Home Alone is so good. Home Alone hard. I like Titanic.
It's
a very good movie.
It's a good movie.
It's a wonderful
Matrix. Okay. Anybody?
A good movie I just recently watched is Avatar. It's a good movie.
Avatar? Yeah,
what is a good movie? So who's your favorite Bad Boys?
Bad Boys is so good.
I forgot about that.
Bad Boys is super good. I don't know. I liked all the Twilight Rush Hour. Movies. Rush Hour.
Oh, Rush Hour. That's one of my favorite, too.
And, what's it called? Damn. What's that racing movie? Paul Walker? Fast and Furious?
Oh, Fast and Furious, of course. Yeah.
None of those are really my favorite, though, you know? I don't know. Like,
a movie that you just love.
That I just really love. Like, it takes me back.
I can't think of any right now, but I know there's way
more. I think it might be Baby Boy.
Because
every time I see Baby Boy like on TV, I always gotta click on it, watch a little bit of it, like every time. The Best Man is so good. The Wood is so good. All those movies were like hit. Holiday Heart.
So who's your favorite celebrity of all time?
Celebrity?
Yeah, this Celine can be your idol. How about you, Nisha?
Alicia Keys.
Wow, mine's LeBron.
I don't have any idols, but...
This your favorite person? Can I be your idol?
Definitely not.
How about you, Francis?
I don't know, man.
Somebody you look up to? Somebody you just admire?
Somebody I look up to? I don't look up to none of these niggas, man. I mean, I don't know. I really don't. My favorite rapper is Kevin Gates, but I don't look up to that nigga.
Other than actors... Are you saying like actors?
Anybody. Just a famous person.
I mean, this is
Martin Luther King.
Celine Dion. So definitely Celine Dion.
What's your favorite song by her?
I Surrender.
I don't know that one.
It's beautiful.
What's our favorite TV show?
Bruh.
Yeah, it don't gotta be a sitcom. I said sitcom.
Like, show. Bruh. The Originals. Got it.
I just watched episode 2.
The Originals.
So I'm going.
That's a fucking
Mine
show.
Mine is Game of Thrones.
Really?
I keep trying to get into
everybody
it.
Everybody that's listening to this shit right now to watch
I keep
Game
trying
of
to get into it. It's so it. Hard.
Everybody should watch Game of Thrones.
They're like from the year 100 AD, and it's just like really
it
hard to get into.
It doesn't matter. It's a very good show.
But it's hard.
No, I don't like shows like that. Come on, man. I don't like that.
But
Harry
it
Potter
is
shit.
Good, though.
It's not Harry Potter.
I mean, it seems
no,
good. It's not Harry Potter.
They be having dragons?
I haven't watched it.
Yeah, they have dragons, but it's not.
I just associate the joints.
I wasn't allowed to watch.
Okay,
Harry
like
Potter
yeah, there
that.
Is,
it's not,
but
it's not like,
but it's not like that. It ain't like that, bro.
Did you allowed to watch Harry Potter?
I mean, why wouldn't I be allowed to watch things?
Yeah,
my parents. Well, you know, African minds and witchcraft.
Witchcraft. Oh yeah. I mean, if she was there, no. Why would I watch them for her face?
Nah.
If I was there, I'd just put everything neutral, like a Cosby Show or something
like
that.
Yeah,
something. That's a Raven or something.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, That's
So Raven was funny as hell.
That shit was funny as
fuck. The father used to hate me. The father,
I need it. Oh, yeah, y'all thought it was Zach and Cody?
Zach and Cody. That was funny. Yeah. Mr. Mosby? Yo, Mr. Mosby? He used to be so
mad. That reminds me of the Wayans Bros. Because Mr. Mosby was on that joint.
He was. He was.
It was crazy.
Yeah, he was a little pimp.
It was crazy because I seen Zach and Cody before I seen Wayne's Bro. For real. So yeah. When I started watching the team, I was like,
same. Oh. But my thing was, I don't know if I watched it before, like, and I just noticed Mr. Mosby now. So I noticed him.
Yeah.
On like the Wayne's Bros, because I don't know if I watched the Wayne's Bros. Yeah, I was like, I don't know who the fuck that is. So I just didn't notice him.
So how about favorite album of all time? Y'all got that?
Favorite album of all
favorite time. That's very, very, very hard.
Favorite jacket of all time.
Jacket?
Favorite clothes brand. What's your favorite clothes brand? Come on, I just want to know your favorites.
Favorite clothes brand.
Nike, that's me.
What's your favorite brand of makeup? After you think about the clothes.
Yeah, dude. You look at something about makeup. What's your favorite shoe of all time?
Oh, my favorite shoes. I like the Flint 13s. It's my favorite.
What's your biggest dreams? Let's get into it.
I don't have any big dreams.
Yes, you do. You want to become a chemist.
That's not a big dream.
That's a that's not. Do you know how many people that I know that are chemists?
Yeah. But it's zero. Not my dream.
I'm just saying, like, that's a good, that's very good.
My dream is to become an actress.
Is it really?
Yes.
All right, we're going to chase that dream together.
But I'll chase it after I'm a pharmacist. That's the thing. So.
Oh, no. Nah, don't worry. I'll chase it for you. And I'm going to just put you on when I go get it. So just go be a pharmacist and I got you.
Wow.
I'm going to come to the pharmacy one day. Like, are you ready? Let's go.
All right. Let's
me
go.
And Francis are going to feel like shit.
Nisha going to own her own line of makeup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So wait, you guys own a makeup line now?
No.
Or you do?
I just do makeup. I just do other people's makeup.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, whatever they want. My prices really aren't that, you know, that's expensive. Check it out on my Instagram. So, yeah.
Wait, what's your Instagram page? Instagram? Your makeup Instagram page. And your regular one, too.
Okay, so my Instagram is _YUNGNESH.
Young Niche. _ Young Niche. What's your Instagram, Leslie? Wait, hold on, Leslie. No, don't you want to be an entrepreneur or something?
No, when did I ever say that?
I'm just asking.
Just to let y'all know, I'm leaving at 9 because I'm going to the movies. Actually, yeah. I should be leaving like now-ish.
Oh, yeah, I got you. I'm about to wrap it up right now. What movie you about to go see?
The Upside.
Right, so?
Not with Haley.
That was so cute.
Oh, my fucking gosh.
That was so cute.
What do you think you mean?
I wish my best friend
was
here.
That's my friend.
I fuck with that. All right, so give out your... Instagram.
All right, all my Instagram is loveleslie__. So that's LoveLeslie _.
Yes. Twitter, Snapchat.
And my Twitter is loveleslie_. That's it.
Anything else I want to say to the people?
What people? Oh.
The people that's listening.
Stay persistent.
Yeah.
Stay motivated.
Peace. America. Thanks for listening, and thank you guys for joining us tonight. I really appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Yo, Leslie a thug. Yeah. Appreciate y'all. If we still had our Instagram page, we would take a picture.
We still do that shit.
Post it there. That's
we got Leslie.
He really deleted the page.
You can create an Instagram.
Nah, don't worry about it.
I can get that shit popping tonight.
Create an Instagram, Francis.
Da 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 da.